Rhiannon, I suppose a good place to start is asking you about Classic Storm. No apologies. 2011 finished runners up in the league. What did that mean to you and everybody else at Storm at the time?
Storm has always been an amazing team to be involved in. I think coming runners up is always a bit disappointing. When you make it to the final, you're always going to be disappointed if you don't win a final. But every year with Storm, we were always there pushing for a final. If it was one year, I think we didn't make the final when I was there, our first season. But apart from that, we were always there at the final. Unfortunately, when I was at Storm, we missed out on a few winning spots in that final. But since then, the Storm girls have managed to break that bad omen and win some finals. So we're looking to continue that.
Natalie, Hannah, Gemma, Becky, every one of the team in those days was a Storm great. Do you remember much about those seasons?
I feel like it was only yesterday, to be honest. I mean, a lot of the girls that you've just named are kind of my best friends, girls that I speak to every day or once a week at least. So we were a really, really tight-knit bond back in those Storm days. As I know most girls are, when you've played with girls for seasons and seasons, they become like your best friends and your family because you're seeing them probably more than you see your own family. So I remember those days like they were yesterday.
Anything in your mind that sticks out? Any game in particular?
I have to say the final that we lost to Mavericks. It really sticks out. And I don't know, it was when we still had Mary as our coach. I don't know why it sticks out so much. And obviously it wasn't great to lose. And there's other finals that we lost as well that stick out in my mind. I think it was my first final that I'd been in the Super League. And unfortunately, we didn't end up the right way. And I just remember things from Mavericks players also, because some of those are my friends, and particular things that they did in the game, and never wanting to feel like that again, because Mavericks, I really remember, turned it around in the second half on us.
I think it was about 2012 that around about that time, did you get a feeling that you were starting to build something special?
Well, Tamsin was already there. Tamsin was there from the first season. But then Tamsin became coach in that season and managed to get Pam. And I think that was, and it's a position that I play as well, but I think a goal attack position was kind of something that was never set in the previous two seasons. It was always two or three of us that were in contention for it. And obviously to get Pam, who was one of the world's best goal attacks and definitely the country's best goal attack, was kind of like, you know, this is our missing piece. We have got it now.
The fans are vitally important at Surrey Sports Park. What was that like when you were playing?
I think the Storm fans have always been the best in the league since 2011 or 2010. I can't remember, was the first season that we had. We kind of changed the league a little bit with netball, and we were the first ones to start selling out so early and really making a point of the girls kind of treating the players a bit more professionally. And the best thing that's happened is all the other franchises have followed, and all the franchises are now selling out games and things. But I still have to say that we obviously have the best fans, and I think just year on year that's got better and better, and the games sell out quicker. And to play in front of a sold out crowd, just like it was, we had a sold out crowd for a friendly the other day. So that is amazing as a player, because it really is like having an eighth player at a home match, that you hear your name being shouted in the crowd and really supporting you on. And it just pushes you when you're tired and you just need that extra little help to get over or to get that next ball. And that the crowd really does help.
It's really nice to see as well that as a past player, you've been able to put your skills to good use with pass and play. How important is it to pass on this experience to youngsters?
Well, it was always, especially, you can see at games how much it means to the youngsters that they are there waiting, and we get feedback from young girls, you know, they went and played a game and it inspired them to watch us play and it really helped them. And you just see the smile on the face that it does to the girls. And my thing was that netball's changing, and it's changing from how it was 10 years, and it's changing from how I played to how it is played now. It's getting faster and it's more athletic every year. And I wanted to pass on some of the information that I've learned from the best coaches out there. I grew up in Hampshire, and other areas I think are spoilt for coaches a lot more than maybe my kind of home area. So I wanted to really pass on this more modern way of netball, how netball is done. And inspire the next generation and hope that we get some England players from down south.
And obviously a great opportunity as well that you can call on the likes of Talissa and Nader and Katie and X-Storm, Gemma and Becky and Sophia and Hannah. Are they all keen, always keen to get involved?
I mean, we've been really, really lucky with loads of those girls. I mean, Nader does week-on-week coaching on a Saturday. Becky and Gemma run their own stuff with me in Essex as well now. Pretty much most of the girls I get in at some point. Sophia and Amy, they help me out loads as well. And it's a great thing for the girls to get different people's perspective on the game, because even though we might have been coached by the same people, we've always got somewhere that we see something different. So we'll pass on a different opinion and a different style of coaching than another player. And also those girls are all still currently playing. So even if you're the most amazing coach, I could tell a girl something, but if Nader tells them and then they see Nader playing at the weekend, they just get that extra inspiration, I think.
There's always plenty of activities going on to keep you busy as well. So that's another good side of it, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, netball is just getting bigger and bigger in this country, which is definitely what we want. And we put half-term camps on is how we started, and they sold out and things really quickly. So then there was demand to put on Saturday sessions and academy sessions. So those are all on. So there's loads of stuff to be able to get involved with.
And Storm fans might like the sound of this. What's your website? Where can we find out more about this?
You can find out more on passandplay.co.uk.
And tell me a bit about how this decision came about to be Storm's assistant coach. What did it involve?
It wasn't really anything to do with the two titles in a row, because as everybody knows out there, and you as yourself, that the team is a totally different team from when it was those two title winning teams. It kind of came as a little bit of a shock, but definitely a pleasant surprise, because I had just had a baby. And he was, I think, 2 or 3 months old when Sports Park approached me about being assistant coach. And I was taken back, but it was a really nice taken back. And I had to have a chat to my husband and a few of the girls as well, a few of those close friends that we named earlier, and kind of thought their opinion on it, because Storm has changed a lot since back when I was playing. And even since last season, Storm's changed a lot. So I knew if I was going to say yes, I had to say it 100% yes, and I knew what I kind of wanted to add to it and maybe bring in some players as well to strengthen the squad that was those girls that were left there, the core girls that were left there from last year.
Well, you'd be at Sports Park every other day because Teo's there, isn't he, as well? So
I feel like the Sports Park is my second home. I'm pretty much there every day.
You took a bit of a lead, didn't you, ahead of Tanya's arrival? Did things seem to go okay then?
Yeah, so I actually ended up running the trials and then training for a couple of months while we're waiting for Tanya's visa and everything to go through before she got here. So I was thrown in at the deep end a little bit, but it was actually really, really exciting. And the girls took everything that I was doing with them in their stride and helped me out and gave me good feedback and just really, really worked hard, because I would be Skyping Tanya, so working on everything that she wanted me to work on as well. And one of those was to be the fittest team in the league. So the girls had the joy of having me for pre-season and working them really hard on those sessions, which was fun being on the other side of it for once.
At Team Northumbria, I was there, and there was a nice combination of Tanya, you, and obviously Nader was there as well, giving guidance. Do you think something like that could be an advantage this season?
I definitely think so. I think from our coaching side, we offer such a wide range of experience. So Tanya coming from ANZ, from a professional league, has added stuff to the team that we would have never been able to add without her. So really bringing on that professionalism and obviously a totally different style of play. So the Kiwis play quite differently to we do. And then also she's been playing against Aussies week in, week out last season. So she does bring a very different style of play, something brand new from what the other girls are used to. And then having Nader as well as a very experienced player who is helping defensively coaching as well, coming from a different team as well, brand new to Storm, she brings on something totally different as well and is amazing to have such an experienced player in the team.
New teams, old rivals, 2017 for Storm, is it like last season in a way, just take it under the radar a little bit?
Every team has to kind of take it game by game, especially this season, I think, with new teams and there being so much movement and a lot of imports as well that maybe teams don't know so much about them. I think every team has to take it game by game. And obviously, as the season gets going, then you'll start learning a bit more about other players and how they play and how teams are doing. But I actually think, obviously, we've probably come in this season maybe more as the underdogs, whereas in all the previous seasons that I've been involved with Storm, we've kind of been the favourites. To be an underdog, I feel, is a much better situation to be in because we don't have so much pressure on our shoulders and we want to go out there and put our stamp on it and kind of show people that we are there to win.
There's obviously been the addition to the team with Megan. What's she brought to the side so far? What have you seen from her?
I mean, we are so lucky that we managed to secure Megan because that's where we were kind of just missing a bit of experience down the end because we've got young players through the whole squad. We've got some more experience in our centre court and down in defence. So we were very lucky to get a player of the calibre of Megan who has played ANZ. So again, brings that professionalism with her playing against... Last season, she was playing against the best defenders in the league. Obviously, her height.
Just slightly.
Nothing can beat that height. There's always a saying that you can't teach height. It just comes. So I was very pleasantly surprised because she's obviously tall. We were expecting her to be tall, but she can really, really move as well for such a tall lady. She mixes up her game as well. I don't want to give away too much to other people, but she does mix up her game. So she's not just that tall holding shooter. And it's great for our defence as well, because there are some other tall shooters in the league this year as well. So it is great for our defence to be able to train against her a couple of times a week in, week out.
How's it been with the likes of Frankie and Scarlett joining the side, and how they're fitting in with Mickey and Georgia and Yaz?
I think the combination of everyone this season, because I don't know exactly how many it is that stayed from last season, but I think it's probably more new faces, even if some of them are returning players, you know, like Katie Harris and things. But I think there's more new faces than there are remaining faces. So I think to start with, some people were a bit apprehensive, you know, how would all the girls gel together and how would it feel? But from this weekend that we've just had, where we spent most of the weekend together for media day and a friendly, all the girls were saying, you know, how it's such a nice team to play for and everyone gets on so well and already, and the season hasn't started, that they kind of feel those are your friends, even if you've only known them for a few months and things, and they would do anything for them. Just how a team should be. And I think it's been really, really refreshing and to see how nice and how welcoming the old Storm girls can be for the new girls and just make everyone feel at home.
I think the important thing as well, it's already looking to be an exciting opening game v Stars, and it was probably sold out back in October 2014. Are you just ready to get started now?
Definitely ready to get started. I mean, every player, I think, waits for that season and you train to play. And I think the same for a coach. You coach to play. The games are the most exciting thing to coach. We do all the hard work in training, but those matches are really what it's about, you know, why we train. So I can't wait for the season to get started.
And the chance to get to see all the teams as part of Super 10. That's another great event for fans of the league.
Amazing. Super 10, I think it's such a good idea that they do it. You know, you can see all the players, all the new teams, everyone, see every team in action. Obviously, we're playing Thunder, so that's last season's final. What a better way to start the season, really.